Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and your collectibles. Did you miss me? Because I sure missed you. So give us a call and tell me how much at 888-RADIO-30. Wait, it's not about me. It's about eBay.
Yeah, sure.
Call with your eBay questions. Don't ask anything about me. It's boring. 888-723-4630.
But first, we go to Dallas, Texas
for
the latest eBetsy brief. Betsy.
Use your item condition notes wisely and well. You do know what item condition notes don't you? Maybe you don't. Maybe you're not even aware that there is such a thing as item condition notes, or you don't really understand what they're for. An awful lot of sellers evidently aren't or don't, because far too many eBay listings have useless and or inappropriate condition notes or even no item condition notes at all. Unless your item is new with tags, condition notes go in the item condition text box at the end of the first section of the Sell Your Item form, right underneath where you toggle to select new with tags or new without tags or pre-owned or whatever, just above the photo uploader. On your listing's view item page, they show up in truncated form right at the very top where the bid or buy it now buttons are, while clicking more jumps you down to where condition notes appear in full at the top of the item specifics. You've got 1,000 characters to use in describing the exact condition of your item, yet you would not believe how many sellers just say, see description, or they misuse your item condition notes to box to market their free shipping or their other items, despite the fact that item condition notes are supposed to only be about the condition of their item. Other sellers, no condition notes whatsoever. Now, that's just plain lazy and foolish for several reasons. First of all, at best, you're asking the buyer to go find that information somewhere else instead of just giving it to them right then and there where they're already reading. Your potential buyer has to scroll down and read the description, or if they're using eBay Mobile, which they well that may well be, they have to click and scroll and enlarge. How annoying is that? Repeating the item condition notes info in your description is fine, even recommended, but please put it in the actual condition notes text box where it belongs, too. There are also our second and third reasons for using condition notes properly. Information that's included in item specifics makes it easy for the buyer to find out exactly what kind of shape your item's in, which you want them to know because it sets their expectations. In addition, condition notes could save your bacon in an item not described case because eBay will stand behind you based on what you've included in your item specifics. For example, if your item condition notes say that a stone is missing from your Marcosite ring, then eBay will find in your favor should the buyer complain that a stone is missing. Now, remember that condition notes are best kept factual and objective. What's excellent vintage condition in your mind may be beat to crap in somebody else's opinion. In addition, I always end my condition notes with boilerplate verbiage that says, please see all the photos, including using the zoom feature and clicking to view them large, as pictures show this item and its condition more clearly and objectively than words can describe. So go forth and list, complete with item condition notes. Now back to Griffin Lake.
Hi. Don't go away yet, Betsy. Griff?
Yes.
The whole time you were gone, Betsy's husband was in the hospital.
Oh.
And he's in rehab right now because
he was
in the hospital for so long. He has to have rehab to walk and everything. Betsy wrote the scripts in the hospital next to his bed and pretty much kept us on the air while you were gone.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I did miss the day that we took him in the ambulance. CJ wrote the Tuesday script that week, and she did a great job.
One time. But you know, at 14 years in this show, the only two times we've had to do that, my husband in an ambulance and yours.
That's true.
So, Griff,
we even have a listening party in the ICU. Two of our sellers that come to the eBay radio party, Dee Sinclair and Alan Motz, were in from out of town, and they came to the ICU, and we had a listening party.
Oh,
while John was unconscious.
Yeah, really.
It's always, you have to still do eBay, no matter what.
Thank you, Betsy. No, radio, you know what I mean? Oh my gosh. She just really, really did us proud anyway. So Betsy, thank you so much. We appreciate you. And also, we need to thank Tim Chapman, who filled in for you twice, Mr. Customer Service.
Yes, he was good too.
CJ Jacinto twice.
Yes.
And Audrey Tracy twice.
Oh, that Audrey.
And
she's good too.
Audrey took my hosting workshop.
Yeah.
She did a beautiful job, I have to tell you. She really did a great job.
Well, that's good.
So we want to thank CJ and Tim and Audrey for filling in for you while you were gone.
And I thank you as well. Thank you so much.
I'm keeping the show going. So, hey, you know, if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show. Mm-hmm. While we're on the air, just click the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player and fill out the form, and we're happy to get back with you and figure out over the air if we can help you. We certainly try.
We do.
So, Griff, I'm assuming you got no listing done.
I think I may have listed two or three things, and I did do some selling. I did actually, in the first part of August, I listed about 20 items. That's right. And I made some sales. I had some interesting experiences.
Uh-oh.
I shipped through the, now here's what happens. I shipped through the Global Shipping Program a very nice designer tote bag. It wasn't cheap. It was almost $200. And it was to go to an Australia buyer. And that was 3 weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago. And today I got a note saying the case has been closed. We've taken care of the buyer, and you don't have to worry. There's no impact to you. And what happened is the item got lost. But it arrived in the Kentucky warehouse, and that's all it counted. So the buyer got their refund. I still feel bad, and you know what I actually hope happens? I hope they find the item and ship it to her. But, I didn't even know that she had not received the item.
So if they find the item and ship it to her, so at this point, she's gotten her money back.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course, yeah.
So if all of a sudden the item comes to her, what happens then? She just gets to keep the item?
Yeah, she doesn't have to pay for it. No.
What if she wants to pay for it? See, I would pay for it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I just want a happy buyer. It wasn't her fault it didn't arrive. I mean, you buy something and it doesn't come. I had an order canceled for something I really liked, and they canceled it and said, oh, we checked and we're out of stock. Sorry. And I thought, this is horrible. I mean, I really wanted that. And if I knew they didn't have it, I would have bought it somewhere else.
Sure.
You know, it was a week later, they told me, so. But other than that, you know, I bought some great stuff. It's one of the few places where you can find extra, extra large nitrile gloves. You have to wear gloves during part of this procedure.
Oh, well, what
but my hands are, well, you know, like hospital gloves, you know, you have to maintain what are called aseptic procedures whenever you're accessing someone's blood, and I couldn't find any gloves that fit me, and the ones at the center kept ripping because I have these enormous, embarrassing hands. But I found extra, extra large gloves on eBay, of course.
Because we all know what that means when a man has big hands. He needs big gloves.
If he's not running for president?
He needs big gloves. What
great.
Can I say?
You know what they say, big hands, big gloves.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's easy to get to the eBay Radio chat board.
Is it?
Just go.
It is.
Go to ebayradio.com, click Listen Live, then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio player. That'll take you through community. Sign in direct to the eBay Radio group page. And if you scroll down below the Listen Live and Archives on Demand buttons, the chat board is the second discussion post. It has the words today, chat board.
Today.
And today's date right in the title. And we got a good show today coming up. See, we already had, Rich on. And next hour, we're going to have Teresa Cox.
Yes.
Known on eBay as Club Red 97. She's going to talk about eBay's promoted listings.
Oh, cool.
Will Seipel, CEO of WorthPoint, is coming on to tell us about some new stuff. Let me see who else. And then in the third hour, Dan Schott is the CCO of Stockpile.
Oh,
that's
yeah?
the company where you can buy stock now.
Such an interesting concept.
I know. You can even do 99 cents toward any stock you want.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. I think that company, with the help of eBay, is going to get a lot of people interested in the stock market that maybe heretofore have felt it was maybe too complicated, or maybe they didn't have enough money.
Yeah. Or here's the big thing. Didn't want to put a lot of money at risk. You can make, this is just a little risk, right? Because everything's a risk.
Right.
Yeah.
So, There you have it.
There it is.
Oh, Ron. Oh, we're going to have Ron. Oilerman. Yes. Oilerman 21.
Yeah.
Is going to be our guest to share some insights and highlights from his walk on the eBay road so far. He's made top rated seller and we're so excited for
that
him.
That is exciting, yes.
It's going to be a very interesting show today. So
he's come a long way.
Oh, please tell me about it. But I always say this, it's because he asked so many questions.
And that's a good thing.
Yes. It is a good thing. He wasn't ashamed or afraid to ask even the tiny little questions.
You got to ask questions. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you'll put the needle in the wrong place.
Oh, God.
And that.
You must have been a nervous wreck, honey.
Not at all.
No?
Eh.
No?
Nope.
You just stayed calm.
But I did find the company I'd work for if I didn't work for eBay. It's the company that makes all this equipment. They're fantastic.
And they help you, right?
And they're very helpful. The customer support has been extraordinary. And they're, guess where they're located?
Where?
In my hometown of Lawrence, Massachusetts.
Oh, no. That must be an omen.
Yeah, like I'm going to move back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you weren't even afraid the first time.
No.
And the first time you had a nurse there watching, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You do everything under observation.
Mm-hmm. And then they come in and ghost and all that kind of stuff.
And then they ghost and they, yeah. And now I'm doing it alone. Well, every day we run into a new situation, but it's all a learning experience. And
does he stay calm?
Outwardly. He stays very calm.
Poor
outwardly.
Baby.
Yeah.
Aww.
It is all about him, by the way. So anyway. 888-723-4630. Give us a call so we can talk about eBay for a change. This open phone segment was sponsored by WorthPoint. Ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. 888-723-4630 here on eBay
Radio.
So
how's your business on eBay going? Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember B-U-L-Q.com, the easy way to source.
When it comes to managing your e-commerce business, there's only one listing tool more powerful than 6bit 2.0. That's 6bit 3.0. eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell online for 20 years. And he just keeps on getting better at it. 6bit 3.0 lets you create your own custom one-page listing form. You can change a whole batch of pictures at the same time and automatically rotate them while they import. There's also a brand new research tool so you can search multiple locations from a single keyword. 6bit 3.0 even adds support for additional selling channels in the US, Canada, and the UK so you can grow your e-commerce business on eBay and beyond. Try 6bit 3.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 385.
Recently, eBayers gathered in Las Vegas for eBay Open 2016. During live eBay radio broadcasts, many of them stepped up to the microphone to share a tip or two.
My name is C, and my eBay ID is C-Bay. For instant visibility, make sure you are selling internationally. The eBay has a wonderful GSP program. However, if you don't join the program, all you have to do is make sure your listings are all worldwide. Use them for Priority Mail International. Even though that's going to be the most expensive choice, you're still going to have the visibility.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones.
Share a tip.
Ask a question. Get some help. Shed some light. Get your listings critiqued. Or, yes, even complain. At the ready with Girded Loin, here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. We're going to always use ShipStation wherever you sell, however you ship. You ought to use ShipStation.
See, this is the kind of thing that people missed while I was doing the show.
This nonsense?
People. Yes. Right. This is the kind of
this
thing.
This jibber jabber?
Exactly. This is it. You know, hey, listen, you know about if you're attending shop.org, which is the digital retail conference in Dallas. Do you know about that? It's going on from September 24th through the 28th.
No.
Be sure to visit eBay's merchant development team at booth number 380. It's actually 3801. Booth number 3801 and say hi. And if you're not going to the conference, you can check out ebaybusinessbuilder.com. Did you know about that site?
Mm-hmm.
ebaybusinessbuilder.com for information on best practices, operational efficiencies, promotional tools, and taking your business to the next level. In person and online, eBay is working hard to support the success of its sellers.
Of its sellers.
So that's Dallas, September 24th through the 28th, Digital Retail Conference.
Oh, another thing I wish I could go to.
eBay, be there, be square.
You know what I really missed? I wanted to be able to go to, but I couldn't, was the ASD show after eBay Open.
Oh, yeah.
I had to get home, though, so.
Yeah. We didn't go either, so I was thinking of it.
Yeah.
We stayed 3 days afterwards.
You did? Oh, yeah. Good for you.
Slept a lot, but we stayed 3 days after. Well, you know, it wasn't as big a deal for me this past year because it wasn't my event, so I didn't work as hard.
Was that good?
That was a good thing. I only had to go in and do, you know, we had a booth, of course, so the team took turns at the booth.
Yes.
And then we did the radio shows all 3 days, and that was it. So, yeah, you know, it was easier for me. So next year, who knows, right?
Who knows?
We don't know. One of the callers called before you left, I don't know if you remember, and said she heard that somebody from eBay saying they were going to do it again next July, but I have not heard that. Have you?
No, I haven't heard that, but I wouldn't be surprised.
So, as soon as we know, we'll tell you. Let's put it that way. As soon as we know.
Of course we would.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think we'll know more in January.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. Charmin in Birmingham, Alabama, known as Top Floor Finds. Hi, Charmin. Welcome back. What's your question or comment?
Well, first of all, welcome back, Griff. It is great to hear your voice.
And it's great to hear yours. Thank you.
I can tell you for the thousands worldwide, we have missed you. But the team did an admirable job, and I'm sure you were listening and know that. So shout out to Lee and Bessie and everybody. But it is wonderful to hear your voice.
Thanks. And it's a relief. I did listen in, and you have no idea what a relief it was to hear the show so well handled. It means that it doesn't all have to depend on me, but that's great.
Exactly, and it's great to have that that backup. Well, yeah, I listen and I try different things. I've had a crazy summer with grandchildren, and so I took a little break. I did some organization, camp clutter a little bit, and just kind of went back to the roots. But one thing I hadn't done, because I started auction like most new sellers do, and then I quickly went to most everything being buy it now with free shipping.
Yeah.
And I've had consistent growth, a little bit of a slowdown in August, more than a little bit, but I wasn't distressed because I think I spent a lot of that time this summer kind of looking at trends and saying, I don't do back to school and I don't do this, you know,
of course, yeah.
Using the time productively. But I had a lot of my mother's vintage stuff, and it doesn't move very fast. A lot of it is I don't drop it too much. But I did want to actually call in with one experience.
Sure.
And I listened to all the, I didn't get to go to Vegas, but I listened to many of the sessions. Well, there was a pair of gorgeous Italian sandals. They were heels, kind of like gladiator. They're about an inch and a half heel. I started about 75 because there's not much on that brand, but it, Neiman sells them. She bought them at Neiman's 30 years ago. So I kept thinking, I started them 75, didn't move. Dropped them to about 60, didn't move.
Yeah.
And then put them on at 45 and just said, I'm going to leave them there. Lots of watchers, sometimes up to 9, 10, 11, 12, but drop back to 6 or 7. After I listened to a segment about really generating sales with options, it killed me, but I'm going to use them as an example. So I start, and the way my mindset in doing this is, what will I not be sick about what is the least I'm going to be okay with? And I decided $19.99.
Okay.
But I went ahead and put $6 for shipping on this option because invariably 75% of my stuff around Christmas went to California and I did pre-priority all that month. So that's that zone from us that's almost the furthest. So at any rate, I started in 1999, got a bid with a 10-day auction, got a bid at 1999. And the morning of the sale, there were five or six watchers, but still that one 1999 bid. And I thought, well, I'm happy with it. I'll get my $6 shipping. If they're not in California, which they turned out to be, by the way, or Washington State.
Sure.
In the last 3 minutes, they went to $51.
Yay!
So, which was, $5 or $6 more. Well, when they were buying out, it was $45.
Charmin, there is music. That's a very exciting story.
Thanks, Charmin.
Thank you.
That's a great story. This open phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation. Coming up next, success with promoted listings here on eBay Radio.
Reply Manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smouse of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used email messages, so we had more than one email address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit ReplyManager.com.
Listing. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at crazylister.com.
It's an ordinary day in shipping land. Millions of eBay sellers are preparing to pack and ship. Meanwhile, at Bubble Fast headquarters in the heart of the Bubble Cave, an incoming call lights up the Bubble phone. It's an eBay seller needing help fast.
I need help fast.
Mark and Robin Levine are the superheroes of shipping and have everything you need to get your packages out looking their best. Mark and his Robin are eBay sellers themselves, so they know the drill. And when it comes to shipping challenges, they've got the superpowers you need to help you pack that hard-to-ship item, even if they have to create the packaging themselves. To develop your own shipping superpowers, join BubbleFest's Facebook group and subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. Find it all at BubbleFest.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFest.com.